Clergy Master's office.
Hi, I says for ADA assistance to call this number. I've been served with a divorce summons, and I've got several disabilities, but I don't have any money either, and I haven't been successful at getting any attorney to help me, and I don't know how to respond to this.
Okay, now the disability would be if you needed help getting into the building.
Oh.
From your vehicle getting into the, building.
Okay, so how do I do the rest of this then?
Okay, the only thing I could give you would be a number for free legal aid, like the Legal Aid Society.
I was told by one attorney that I visited that my wife made too much money for me to qualify for legal aid, and even though she doesn't live with me and she won't pay for my attorney.
That I don't know. You'd have to call the number. Did you call the number for the national office?
No, I didn't. That was just what one attorney that in a free consultation told me. What is their number?
Okay, 615-244-6610.
244-6610. Mm-hmm. Okay, and can you tell me just, I filled out the, it says $10,000 exemption. I made like a spreadsheet of that, but I don't know. It says it's supposed to be sworn and mailed to this address. I understand the mailing it to this address, but I don't understand exactly what format they want it in and how you swear it under oath or whatever. Do you have any idea of where, am I supposed to use a specific form, or do you have any idea what how I'm supposed to do that?
Yeah, I can't give you any advice. I mean, I'm not an attorney.
Right. So, so the same thing with this complaint. I mean, my understanding is people can represent themselves if you can't get an attorney, but I've only got 2 weeks left, or she gets a default judgment. And I don't have any clue how, I mean, I can understand how to rebuttal her statements that are false here, but I don't have any clue as far as what kind of form or format that should take or anything else. Do you have any knowledge of any stock forms that State of Tennessee offers for replying to this?
No, we don't have any forms here in this office.
Okay. Is this just the ADA office, or is this an office associated with the legal?
This is Chancery Court, Clerk and Master's office.
Okay. So what should you advise I do?
I can't give you any advice because I'm not an attorney.
Right. But attorneys cost money, and if I don't have any money, then what do I do? I mean, it seems like there should be some way. I thought that there was some way that legally people could represent themselves and respond to this without just being in trouble because they get a default judgment if you don't. And actually, that's what the attorney had told me, too, that I consulted with, was that even if I get an attorney at this point, and they try to go to get her to pay the fees, I probably need to respond to this myself ahead of time because I'm going to run out of time.
And did that attorney not give you any advice or any suggestions?
He looked online. He said he didn't see the forms. He looked real quick online and said he didn't see the forms. And no, he did not give me any specific. I mean, he suggested that I do not allow this to get a default judgment. He suggested that I reply to this, even if I do it myself. But he didn't tell me how to do that. He just said, I guess, research it online or this or that. But there's all kinds of stuff online. I want to make sure that I do it in a way that is acceptable to the Williamson County court system.
I can say, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm not an attorney. I can't give you any advice. And we don't have any standard forms for that we could give you.
Okay. Is there any ADA area of the state of Tennessee that helps people that have certified doctor certified mental handicaps to figure out how to do this with if they don't have money?
There's nothing that I'm aware of. You know, like I said, the ADA number on there is simply if you need assistance getting into the building.
Right, that's a wheelchair or something, but mm-hmm. there's a,